Welcome to Heart Mastery's Shift to the Heart Course, Class 2 audio tool, the Heart Lock-In Technique. This technique helps to rewire your physiology for heart-based living. It increases your capacity to sustain coherence and build your resilience. You can, in preparation for applying this tool, make a list of things that you care about, that you appreciate, of feelings that you want to instate and express more in your life. You can make a list of people, places, issues, things that really matter to you or that you value, that you treasure from your heart. And then this technique can both benefit you as well as them as you broadcast the benefits of your heart's coherence. Step one, shift your attention to the area of your heart and breathe slowly and deeply. Step two, activate and sustain a genuine feeling of appreciation, care, compassion for someone or something in your life, or any other heartfelt feeling that you would like to experience more of. You can use the list that you made in preparation for this technique to help you remain focused on that feeling. When your attention is pulled from this heart-focused breathing and the conscious activation of a heart feeling, get interested with no big deal and non-judgment. Recognize and celebrate that's the very moment when you strengthen your capacity for heart focus. Not by being there 100% of the time or getting this perfectly, but by moving your attention against the resistance of pulls in other directions back to your heart. That very choice is what strengthens your capacity to sustain heart coherence and increases the ratio of time that heart coherence becomes your default setting. So heart-focused breathing, breathing in through the heart and out through the heart, activating a heart feeling inspired by the list that you've created for yourself. As you begin to anchor yourself to this heart-focused breathing and heart feeling, now you can actually broadcast the benefits of the coherent field that you're resting in to those that you love and care about or issues that you'd like to support, places in the world that matter to you or that you feel compassion for. With a subtle intention, without giving up the first two steps of heart-focused breathing and heart feeling, but with a soft-touch intention, broadcast the benefits of this coherence where you'd like them to pay off. You can certainly include yourself in that broadcast, and perhaps the benefit you want from investing energy in your heart this way is the benefit of rewiring your own nervous system to set coherence as your default mode in life. You can intend that as that's happening for you, that that becomes part of the tipping point toward global coherence. You can rest in a heart lock-in for as long as you would like, as long as your schedule will allow. The heart lock-in's effectiveness can be increased when you use one of the HeartMath coherence mirroring technologies, like the M-Wave or Inner Balance app with it. When you complete your lock-in, whenever that is for you, acknowledge that building a state of coherence has many benefits to your health, your well-being, and that of the environment around you. One of those benefits is it increases your access to your intuition. So whenever you choose to complete this lock-in, and you can remain in the heart lock-in after this recording is complete, be sure to pause before you re-engage with life, to be receptive to your heart's guidance and intuition. There are two skillful ways to do this. You can just be available without any preconceived direction for anything your heart has to tell you or share. And you can also ask your heart after a heart lock-in to help you with a specific question or a decision you're wanting to make, listening for your heart intelligence that you now have cleared the static on your line to hear by practicing the heart lock-in technique and amplifying your coherence. To learn other coherence-building skills and to find more courses and tools online, visit www.heartmastery.com.